How to fend off a shark.
All right, how to fend off a shark. Number one, hit back.
Are we ready?
If a shark is coming toward you or attacks you, use anything you have in your possession. Use a camera, probe, harpoon gun, your fist, to hit the shark's eyes or gills, which are the areas most sensitive to pain. Two. Make quick, sharp, repeated jabs in these areas. Sharks are predators and will usually only follow through on an attack if they have the advantage. So, making a shark unsure of its advantage in any way possible will increase your chances of survival. Mm-hmm. Contrary to popular opinion, the shark's nose is not the area to attack, unless you cannot reach the eyes or gills. Hitting the shark simply tells it that you are not defenseless. How to avoid an attack. Always stay in groups. Sharks are more likely to attack an individual. Do not wander too far from shore. This isolates you and creates an additional danger of being too far from assistance. Avoid being in the water during darkness or twilight hours when sharks are most active and have a competitive sensory advantage. There's a diagram here. I'm going to skip that. Do not enter the water if you are bleeding from an open wound or if you are menstruating. That's not funny. A shark is drawn to blood and its olfactory ability is acute. Try not to wear any shiny jewelry because the reflected light resembles a sheen of fish scales. You know that? Avoid waters with known effluents or sewage and those being used by sport or commercial fishermen. Especially if there are signs of bait fish or feeding activity. Diving seed birds are good indicators of such activity. Use extra caution when waters are murky and avoid showing any uneven tan lines or wearing brightly colored clothing. Sharks see contrast particularly well. If a shark shows itself to you, it may be curious rather than predatory. It will probably swim on and leave you alone. If you are under the surface and lucky enough to see an attacking shark, then you do have a good chance of defending yourself if the shark is not too large. Scuba divers should avoid lying on the surface where they may look like a piece of prey to a shark and from where they cannot see the shark approaching. A shark attack is a potential danger for anyone who frequents marine waters, but it should be kept in perspective. Bees, wasps, and snakes are responsible for far more fatalities each year. And in the United States, the annual risk of death from lightning is 30 times greater than from a shark attack. Three kinds of shark attacks. Hit-and-run attacks are by far the most common. These typically occur in the surface zone, where swimmers and surfers are the targets. The victim seldom sees its attackers, and the shark does not return after inflicting a single bite. Bump and bite attacks are characterized by the shark initially circling and often bumping the victim prior to the initial attack. These types of attacks usually involve divers or swimmers in deeper waters, but also occur in nearshore shallows in some areas of the world. Sneak attacks differ. The strike can occur without warning. With both bump and bite and sneak attacks, repeat attacks are common, and multiple and sustained bites are the norm. Injuries occurred during this type of attack are usually quite severe, frequently resulting in death.